Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks like we're chatting over coffee about what really matters for your portfolio. Today we're diving deep into ExxonMobil, ticker XOM, and this is a full comprehensive look at where the company stands right now in a market that's been swinging with oil prices and global energy shifts. Let's kick things off with the big picture. ExxonMobil has been riding some strong tailwinds lately, especially with oil prices climbing higher and its upstream operations delivering solid production growth. The stock has shown real resilience, posting gains across multiple timeframes that outpace a lot of the broader energy sector. ExxonMobil operates through a classic integrated model, handling everything from exploration and production in the upstream to refining and chemicals downstream. With major positions in the Permian Basin and growing output from Guyana, the company keeps expanding its resource base while maintaining a global footprint that includes both U.S. and international markets. CEO Darren Woods has steered the firm toward disciplined capital spending and higher margin projects, which shows up in how they balance growth with returning cash to shareholders through dividends and buybacks. On the revenue side, the breakdown tells a clear story of diversification. In the most recent fiscal year, energy products led the way at roughly $217 billion, followed by upstream at about $55 billion. Chemical products and specialty products added meaningful contributions around $18 and $17 billion respectively, while income from equity affiliates chipped in another $5 billion plus. Geographically, the non-US segment actually outpaced domestic revenue, highlighting how important international operations remain even as U.S. hub shale and exports keep growing. Earnings came in stronger than expected for the first quarter of 2026. Exxon posted $1.16 per share, beating the consensus estimate of $1.07 by a nice margin. That said, it was down from $1.76 a year earlier, largely due to some derivative timing effects and temporary supply hiccups in the Middle East. Upstream production growth helped offset those headwinds and kept overall profitability solid. Management sounded confident on the call about sustaining production momentum, especially in the Permian, where technology is lifting recovery rates. They also flagged the potential for tighter global supply if tensions around the Strait of Hormuz escalate, which could act as a near-term catalyst for higher realizations. At the same time, they pushed back against any renewed talk of crude export restrictions, calling such moves counterproductive for U.S. producers and unlikely under the current policy environment. Looking at the balance sheet and cash flows, Exxon continues to generate robust free cash flow, coming in at around $23 billion for the latest full year, even after heavy capital expenditures. Operating cash flow topped $51 billion, supporting both dividend growth and ongoing share repurchases. The company carries a manageable debt-to-equity ratio near 0.19, and its current ratio sits comfortably above 1, giving it plenty of flexibility to navigate volatile commodity prices. From a valuation standpoint, the stock trades at a forward multiple that looks reasonable relative to its earnings stability and asset quality. The trailing price-to-earnings sits around 26 times, while the price-to-sales ratio hovers near 2. Investors are essentially paying for a business with durable cash generation and a long runway of low-cost production growth. Strengths include Exxon's global scale, diversified revenue streams across products and geographies, and a track record of delivering consistent free cash flow even in lower price environments. Weaknesses center on its exposure to commodity price swings and the capital-intensive nature of upstream projects that can take years to pay off. Opportunities lie in expanding Guyana production, Permian efficiency gains, and potential upside from sustained high oil prices. Threats include regulatory shifts, geopolitical disruptions in key regions, and the longer-term energy transition that could pressure demand for traditional hydrocarbons. Recent performance has been impressive, with the stock up over 35% in the past 6 months and more than 31% over the trailing year. That outpaces many peers in the integrated oil space and reflects both higher realized prices and operational execution. Short-term moves will likely hinge on oil inventory data and any fresh geopolitical headlines, but the longer-term chart shows a steady uptrend supported by earnings beats and production growth. When we run an intrinsic value check using discounted cash flow assumptions with a 10% discount rate and 3% terminal growth, the model points to a value around $105 per share. That sits below the current market price, suggesting the stock may already embed some optimism around sustained high oil realizations. Still, the gap isn't enormous once you factor in Exxon's ability to compound production volumes over the next several years. If oil stays structurally higher or Guyana ramps faster than expected, the actual intrinsic value could move meaningfully closer to today's levels. Conservative investors might see this as a signal to dollar cost average on any pullbacks rather than chase the current quote. All in all, ExxonMobil looks like a high-quality energy name with strong cash flow, disciplined management, and multiple levers for growth, even in a world slowly shifting toward lower carbon sources. If you're building a long-term portfolio and want exposure to oil without the wild swings of pure upstream plays, this one deserves a spot on your watch list. Drop your thoughts in the comments. What's your take on Exxon at these levels? Hit subscribe for more deep dive analyses just like this one, and I'll catch you in the next video.